It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When you hear a story about where a word comes from that seems too good to be true, there's a good chance that it's not true.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
What's this about?
This is about a conversation I had with a colleague where he said, I heard this etymology for blazer, and I think it's so cool, which is that it goes back to the ship, HMS Blazer, and this idea that the captain had these double-breasted jackets that were made in sort of navy blue to impress Queen Victoria in the 19th century. Is that where the word blazer comes from?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that seems unlikely. Whenever you hear a story that has something about it comes from something like a ship, I thought, I'll bet it doesn't come from there. Now, I must admit, I had never given 2 seconds of thought to where the word blazer came from.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'll go look it up and see where it comes from. And the answer is it doesn't come from a ship as far as we can tell. Blazer originally could mean something that blazed, something that was bright, which makes total sense.
Just that simple.
It's just that simple. And the idea is that in the late 19th century, when you played cricket or other sports, many people wore a bright jacket and it was called a blazer.
That's so logical.
It is. And I thought, well, so much for the ship. But this had me thinking about jacket words, because for me, a blazer, it can't be part of a suit.
Right.
Right? It has to not match the pants. It turns out that the word petticoat, it was a coat. It was something that men wore. Now, how do you use the word petticoat?
Only when I'm feeling tortured, because that sends me back to, when I was about 5 years old and they had those scratchy petticoats that we wore under our dresses, which then decided that's when I became a feminist, is that because of petticoats, actually. Yeah, that's what I think of as petticoat.
Right. And I think for most of us, petticoats are things that women wear.
Yeah.
And that meaning goes back to the late 15th century. But in the early 15th century, and for several hundred years, petticoats were also used to refer to the coat that men wore under their doublets, those short, sometimes padded jackets. And they wore a petticoat, petty meaning secondary. So yeah. It was your secondary coat under your doublet.
You've just got all kinds of great clothing stories here. What else do you have?
I do. So speaking of jackets, let's talk about seersucker, because one can have seersucker jackets or suits. And this came up because one of my colleagues was wearing this terrific seersucker jacket, which had us then talking about where does that come from? And the word seersucker, which shows up in the 18th century in English, turns out to be a corruption of the Persian expression that meant milk and sugar. And some people speculate that maybe that's about that in seersucker, you have the smooth part and then sort of the bumpy part, like milk and sugar.
Yeah.
In the 18th century, you sometimes see seersucker or seersucker.
Nasty fabric anyway. How about galoshes?
I think that is one of the most fun clothing words. It's from French. It comes in first meaning a wooden shoe or a shoe with a wood heel. Then it comes to mean an overshoe worn to protect your shoes in the rain or snow. But I think now many people use it just for a rubber boot,
yeah,
even if it's not covering up another shoe.
Galoshes. I love it. And thank you so much as always.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.